Pakistan is not the only one of America's allies cracking down on the opposition, then announcing plans for an election. Yesterday, the former Soviet Republic of Georgia imposed a state of emergency and used troops to quell protests by thousands of anti-government demonstrators. But today, the Georgian president agreed to one of his opponent's demands, an early presidential election. Lawrence Sheets reports from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi.
Georgian politics are renowned for being volatile, emotional, and unpredictable. But yesterday's crackdown was especially baffling, even for Georgia. The number of anti-government demonstrators had tapered off considerably after 6 days of rallies. Yet the government chose to crack down hard. Police used clubs, tear gas, and rubber bullets to disperse the protesters. The violence brought even more demonstrators onto the streets, forcing the government to send in a large contingent of special forces to break up the protests. Hundreds of people were injured. Later, the authorities shut down two anti-government TV channels and declared a state of emergency. Dr. Alexander Rondelli of the Georgian Foundation for Strategic and International Studies says the government of President Mikhail Saakashvili, once the darling of the West after his 2003 Rose Revolution, likely overreacted in anger.
I think that it was cold shower for government what happened. They believed that despite everything, their people understand that they are doing good things and in long term it's done for them. And I think they miscalculated that.
Dr. Rondelli said the government may have also miscalculated the potential damage to Georgia's democratic credentials. But today, Saakashvili, an emotional 39-year-old leader, pulled another rabbit out of his hat. Saakashvili appeared live on state TV, first to defend his government's right to use force to break up the protests. He said they were intended to damage Georgia's image abroad. Then Saakashvili said, in order to assure his countrymen of his commitment to democracy, he would stand in new elections to be held on January 5th. Saakashvili also reiterated his claims that Russia, which is angry over Georgia's drive to join NATO, helped orchestrate the protests. Opposition parties called that accusation hysterical. Many of them also want Russian troops in breakaway regions of the country to leave Georgia. Georgia yesterday expelled three Russian diplomats. Russia responded by expelling three Georgian diplomats today. Key opposition parties hailed the decision to hold early elections as a victory. They accused the president of autocratic behavior and emasculating the country's courts. Tina Hidashelli is a leader of Georgia's opposition Republican Party. At her chaotic headquarters, she predicted Saakashvili will be defeated in the elections.
Absolutely. This is the victory of the Georgian people who fought against the tyrants who've tried to abuse them every second day since Saakashvili and his team came to power.
Social discontent with low living standards could help the opposition. Russia, bent on forcing Saakashvili from power, imposed a painful economic embargo against Georgia a year ago. Dr. Rondelli notes the government has tried to downplay the embargo, but he says that has mostly been bravado.
Social discontent was growing, and Russian economic blockade, contributed too much to that. It was damaging, no doubt about it. It was damaging, seriously damaging. When you lose the main market for your products, you know, it cannot go without damage.
But Dr. Rondelli predicted President Saakashvili's surprise decision to hold early elections would work in his favor. First of all, it cast the president as a bold leader who's not afraid of voters. Secondly, the makeshift anti-Saakashvili coalition is a fragmented group, and it's unclear if they can unite behind a single opposition candidate. For NPR News, this is Lawrence Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia.